The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer, if you'd like to be part of the show. There are interesting discussions in some tech forums and news groups these days about the value of joining vendor, reseller, and affiliate programs. What interests me most about the discussions is that many service providers and resellers seem to be unaware of the potential to extend their marketing power by partnering with vendors and manufacturers of the products they sell and support, and some are unaware that these programs even exist. I've been following the discussions that touched on this topic, and after reading through them, I realized how many providers are missing out on an opportunity to really expand and grow their businesses by joining partner programs sponsored by the companies whose products they sell. There's a logical and understandable reason for this, of course. Most PC technicians and other IT service providers start their businesses the way I did. They do it on the side, grow their customer base, then quit their day job and go solo in the field as an independent contractor or open up their own office or shop. No one mentors them on the business end. No one hands them a list of distributors and tells them how to establish business relationships with the companies whose products they sell, service, and support. They are completely on their own. The downside of starting cold is that they are usually not privy to or aware of a lot of the secrets of running a tech business. They don't have the business-to-business connections to be an insider in the industry to give them a competitive edge. They aren't really searching for it either, because they're too busy in the day-to-day operations of their businesses. I think the reason a lot of small IT businesses don't partner with their vendors is simply because most of us started as techs, not business people, and such concepts as marketing co-ops, sales incentives, and other vendor partner programs are not tech, but business-related. Some professionals who run their own IT enterprises rely primarily on their knowledge and experience as techs, with the expectation that technical expertise alone will carry their business. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. That is one major reason why many tech businesses ultimately fail. There are two parts to the term tech business. You have tech and business. You can be the tech and run the business, but if you want to start one, you need to know something about both. That is where partnerships with both vendors and other IT businesses can help. Most vendor partner and reseller programs are free to join, so there's no real investment other than the time it takes to sign up. Once you do, you will have access to sales and marketing tools, training, pre-sales and post-sales support, demos, spiffs, perks, and other incentives that will add value to the products and services you sell to your customers and add profitability to your bottom line. Today we're going to discover an association that can help you build relationships with vendors, learn how these relationships can help your business grow, and find out how you can do it free. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. OnForce released their Services Market Index for the second quarter of 2009, July 13th. According to the index, One-third of all PC work was with the PC desktop, and break-fix work surged to 63%, an indication that consumers and businesses alike are holding on to older equipment in an unstable economy as opposed to replacing it. However, the average value of work orders performed by service providers on the OnForce platform dropped over the previous quarter, from $114 to $101, an indication that techs may be doing the same work for lower rates. The OnForce Services Market Index for second quarter 2009 is available for download at www.onforce.com/OSMI/Q209. CompTIA Breakaway 2009 will be held August 3rd through 6th, 2009, at the Mirage in Las Vegas, Nevada. The three-day event for distributors, resellers, and vendors will feature workshops, seminars, and presentations on networking opportunities, collaboration, and information on technologies and trends in the IT marketplace. Registration for CompTIA Breakaway 2009 is free to CompTIA reseller members and $199 for non-members. For more information, go to www.comptia.org/breakaway. I received a call from one of my customers who was having some trouble with his Windows XP computer. Since I was in Charlotte and he was down in Orlando, I couldn't just jump in the car and drive over to his office. Fortunately, I have GoTo Assist Express, the new remote support service from the folks at Citrix. All I had to do was sit down at my computer, send my customer a request to log in, and once he accepted, I was there. In moments, I had his configuration profile and could access everything I needed to evaluate a system. Try it yourself, free. Trust me, it can make remote support a whole lot easier for you and your customer. Try GoTo Assist Express free, right now, for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast. Work smarter with GoTo Assist Express. The Summer of Podcasts contest is underway at podcastmadness.com. This is an interactive contest with a chance to win prizes, including a wireless sound system, an iPod Touch, gift cards, and many more. To enter, go to www.podcastmadness.com, read the rules and regulations, listen to the podcasts listed for the week, and enter the code that you hear in each podcast in the form on the page. Each show has a different code, which means the more podcasts you listen to, the more chances you have to win. The drawing will be held August 10th, 2009. So if you want to win, enter the codes by August 10th before 9 p.m. Eastern. In fact, I'm going to give you a chance to win right now. Listen to this episode of The Force Field and enter the code MP3 at podcastmadness.com for your chance to win. To make it even better, enter the codes SUPPORTER and, my favorite, FREE, that's F-R-E-E, for two more chances to win. Listen to The Force Field and win in the Summer of Podcasts contest. And finally, laptop prices have dipped below $300. An article posted on CNET July 19th announced that Best Buy would offer an Acer laptop with a 15-inch display for $299. A week later, on July 26th, checkoutblog.com reported that Walmart began offering a compact laptop for $298. Perhaps it's a momentary price war between two retailers. Perhaps it's the beginning of a trend. Does it matter? Either way, the consumer wins. And that's the news in the Force Field. I am very particular about what goes in the Force Field, and I only promote products and services that I either use myself or would use if I needed them. This week I would like to introduce you to a new sponsor who I've been using myself for reliable web hosting to keep the Force Field online 24/7, GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7 support, and no annual commitment. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Here's the best part. As a listener of The Force Field, enter the code BLU101 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. You want reliable web hosting at a great price? Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply, so see site for details. That's GoDaddy.com. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698, or through Skype at Savoya Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. In 2001, I discovered a trade association that helps system builders, VARs, system integrators, and other tech businesses get the most out of relationships with distributors and vendors in the industry. It's the Association of Channel Resellers, also known as NASBA. Frank Raimondi is the executive director of NASBA and works to bring resellers and vendors together in the channel. Today we're going to talk with Frank, learn how vendor programs and other incentives can make our businesses more profitable, discover the advantages of buying through distributors in the channel, and how working with NASBA can help us make the most of these relationships as we discuss how you and your business can partner with your vendors. And we're talking to Frank Raimondi. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the Force Field.
Thanks, Rick. Glad to be here today.
First of all, Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Yeah, well, my history has been almost 25 plus years in and around the channel with a number of different companies, from very large and now with very small, but started with a consulting company and worked technology transfers, and then went to Apple Computer for 5.5 years and worked in international marketing and sales support, and went to Intel and was Intel for 13 years, actually. I'm just short of my 1 year short of my second sabbatical, and was primarily in the channel marketing group there and developing programs and marketing activities for channel players and primarily system builders. And then a couple years ago, went to Synnex and was working with the Synnex distributor as the associate VP of marketing, driving the system builder and component business from a marketing standpoint. And about 6-7 months ago, I decided to venture out on my own and started some different projects, and then came into the NASBA activities, which long ago I was actually a customer of when I was at Intel. So. And now the executive director of NASBA.
And NASBA is not new to me at all. I joined NASBA sometime between 2001 and 2002, not too long after it was first founded. And at the time, the focus was on the small and independent system builder. And being a system builder myself, it was natural for me to join.
Sure.
A few years later, it expanded to include VARs, system integrators, and other IT service providers. Was this a natural progression, or was it due to a general shift in the marketplace from hardware to services?
You know, it was probably a little bit of both. I think it was partly, if you want, almost call it accidental in terms of the transition of a pure system builder, such as yourself or other small businesses out there that were beginning to, you know, explore other things beyond just building, right? Whether it was, you know, buying a specialty system or just developing their business beyond a, you know, supplying systems to the marketplace. So at the time, the encouragement for other partners, other resellers out there was they were interested in the type of services NASBA was providing and some of the access they had to vendors and other participants in the mix. And so they started recruiting, and the name changed a bit to, well, NASBA was still the name, but it actually became the Association of Channel Resellers. So it was a little less specific to system builders and a little bit more to the broad day. Because, you know, in reality, and this has happened even more to today, you know, one day you're a system builder, the next day you're a system buyer, and the third day, you know, you're doing both. So
yeah.
We started tailoring the activities and the services, and particularly now in the last few months, have really adapted the services and added services that, you know, it doesn't matter what your core business model is, we have elements and services there that can help you build your business.
Well, I joined NASBA because I wanted to be part of a group of resellers with the collective bargaining power to negotiate better deals with vendors and compete with big guys. And I'm also a big advocate of vendor partner programs, as most of my listeners know. One thing that surprises me is how many resellers don't take advantage of vendor partner programs and co-ops as a resource for growing their businesses. You know, that's one of the things NASBA does. What can NASBA and these vendors offer resellers in the way of partnerships and programs, and how can these programs benefit the resellers?
Well, actually, I'd almost preface your question or rephrase your question a little bit. I think beyond even just channel programs that vendors have, there's a lot of just basic services out there that are available that a lot of resellers don't take advantage of, that are natural fits. And whether it's programs or even additional products that are available to add on, and, you know, a good case in point in that is if you're selling a notebook, a lot of resellers don't think about or don't bother to sell the Targus case, for example, or the extra mouse or the other products that have a lot more margin than at least as a percentage standpoint as the system does. So, you know, whether it's a vendor program or an additional product or even an association service like NASBA offers today, we just need to keep showcasing and keep highlighting these services and get resellers to add them into their business on a day-to-day basis, because there's money to be had there, and we want to keep these guys healthy, and we want to keep your listeners healthy, and I think we can do that with a good combination of things. So with NASBA, just to your specific question about vendors, we work with a number of vendors like Intel and NVIDIA and Seagate and Adaptec, and what they're really interested in doing is getting the message out to the resellers. And so if you go to the site today, and as we continue to develop it, a lot of our focus is on, you know, reaching out to resellers to join vendor programs. So, you know, we're trying to do that. We're trying to keep the message going of what is out there and what the opportunities are.
Well, you know, that's a good point that you brought up. I mean, a lot of resellers, both small and large, miss upsell opportunities with their customers to add on certain things that the customers really may very well need, you know, accessories,
yep.
Other software, things like that.
Yeah. Well, and even something as simple as a T1 line, right? Everybody, you know, every business needs connectivity into their location. And one of the new services that we've added just in the last couple of months is a service where the reseller can, you know, answer a few questions on behalf of their end user, get out of the way, and let the experts do the negotiating with a T1 carrier or DS3 or whatever the pipe that's needed into that business. And as when it comes back to them or when it gets closed, it's a 2% monthly recurring revenue stream of the contract value for the reseller.
Mm-hmm.
So they've, you know, supplied the information, kind of basically supplied the lead, and they know it's an easy 2% a month. So, you know, you sell one or two a month, all of a sudden, you know, by the end of the year, you've got a lot of collection coming in for, you know, just watching the checks come in. So, it's a pretty simple service that they can add. Just by asking a few more questions, maybe, or asking do you need that antivirus, or do you need that case for that notebook, or do you need that extra mouse, or, you know, hey, let me help you, you know, provide that for you. So a huge effort that I'm really driving with NASBA, again, in the last few months is one to bring these services to the reseller place. And, you know, a lot of them aren't necessarily new, per se, or aren't available for the reseller directly if they went out and searched for them, but, you know, everybody's busy and there's not time. And what we've done is sort of consolidated a lot of these different activities and resources and, you know, made a kind of a one-stop shop for a reseller to come in and find them and, you know, either, you know, get a discount because of their NASBA association or get something free that they wouldn't have gotten free on their own, or just some pure straight access that, you know, it's just there because it's a centralized depository for them.
Well, now, you also have direct relationships with the distributors, correct?
Correct. Primarily, D&H Distributing is our preferred national distributor.
Yeah.
And as a member, they ought to, you know, if they haven't been haven't had a D&H account before and they join NASBA, then they call D&H and set up an account, tell them they're a NASBA member, they get an automatic price adjustment in their grid right off day one. So it's a great deal. It doesn't, you know, no effort, and they because of the NASBA Association, they get a discount of D&H.
Yeah, I've worked with D&H for a number of years. They've been great to me.
Yeah, no, they're a great partner with us, and they're a great partner for their customers, and we're happy with our relationship there.
Well, I know a lot of resellers, larger and smaller resellers, that deal with some distributors out there, you know, D&H and, Cinex and MyLabs. And, you know, and I talk with a lot of other service providers and a lot of small resellers who buy their inventory from places like Newegg and certain online discount retailers. And while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, I think they're actually shortchanging themselves. What are the advantages of buying directly from a distributor instead of a discount store or an online retailer?
Well, there's quite a few, I would think. At a minimum, there's a relationship. There's a, you know, sales teams at all the distributors, and most accounts have a consistent sales rep. Not all, and you know, the bigger you are, then the more support you might get. But even so, the relationship with a distributor is one thing. Terms is probably, you know, the biggest thing. It's not a credit card purchase, which may or may not be a good thing for a reseller, but generally paying in 30 days, just like your customers are paying you, is a good deal. They're essentially a bank for you, not paying a charge onto your credit card. There's the wealth of products, and companies like D&H has multiple distribution points. Cinex has a bunch across North America. You know, everybody's got multiple locations where they can get product to a reseller in very short order, within a day or two, normally with ground service. You know, kind of back to your vendor program standpoint, you know, the vendors recognize a reseller when they buy through distribution, because there's sales out reporting and other tracking that's happened at the distributor to the vendor. And if the vendor doesn't know, because you're buying through an online, you know, retailer, they're not participating in those kinds of programs. So when you buy from, you know, a non-distributor, you're not getting any attention from the vendors. And over the long haul in particular, without that support and without that, recognition from the vendors, you're going to be stuck not getting access to tools, to training, and probably most importantly, to MDF funds. Right?
Yeah.
Again, those are tracked through authorized distribution, not through online.
Well, one perfect example of what you're talking about is Microsoft. Microsoft tracks all of their sales of licenses and software that they use with their partner programs through their authorized distributors. And if you're purchasing through the distributors and you're a Microsoft partner, you're in the partner program, you qualify for all the other spiffs, the other incentives, the specials, whatever else that Microsoft offers.
Right.
Their partners. But if you're not buying through the channel, I mean, not only is there that risk of getting genuine product to begin with, but if you're not buying through the channel, and that's a subject for another show. But if you're but if you're not buying through the channel, Microsoft isn't recording those sales and can't offer you those incentives.
Yep, Microsoft, Intel, their program is all based around authorized distribution. NVIDIA, even, you know, NVIDIA doesn't make boards directly, right? They go through ASUS or EVGA or others. But their program involves authorized distribution purchases of their board partners. So sometimes it's convenient and sometimes it comes down to availability and sort of time to product. But there's always going to be a range of services and purchase points available. But, you know, there's no reason not to buy through authorized distribution unless you've just got a bad track record with
that.
Yeah. And we won't go there. That may be a different topic, a different call as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. Well, NASBA. What are some of the advantages of joining NASBA? What benefits do you offer your members?
Well, the first and foremost at this point is that there's no cost to join. For a quick sign-up online at NASBA.com, you can join and, you know, automatically get that D&H discount and a number of the other benefits that we offer. So that's sort of the first point to make. But the other thing that we do, you know, again, the collection of member services that we've added, and again, I've added over a dozen since March when I took over the organization. And there's immediate access into these services, you know, and we kind of group them into three buckets, if you will, of services. One is sort of training and education, sort of, you know, access to trainings. We do a monthly sales training call with a channel sales expert, just kind of going through basic stuff, if you will, but kind of stuff that needs to be reminded once a month. So we do calls like that. Another, we have access to channel trainings at discounts, and the overriding theme is either a discount or reduced cost or, you know, a dollar back to the reseller on all the services that we do. So let me get back to the training, though. So the training is one aspect of the services. The second aspect is sort of business improvement processes or services, or you might call them, you know, ways to save money in your business on a day-to-day standpoint. Things like we've got a discount on a vendor rate. The company vendor rate offers services for rating vendors and getting reports on a vendor. So if you wanted to look at what do your peers think about NVIDIA or Kaspersky or Intel or even a small company you may not have heard of, you can look and get evaluations on them. So there's a discounted program for vendor rate information access. So, you know, business processes, and actually one that's kind of a newer concept in a way, it's a company we've partnered with called iForum, mm-hmm. which is a vault. You know, think of a bank vault where you put stuff in and it's secure and you got lots of protection. It's a virtual vault that we've offering out to NASBA members. They get a free account where they can store their documents and their contracts and their email if they need to do email retention. And it goes into the reseller's private account and it's locked and secure. And then there's also services where they can resell it to their end users. So
they get
the benefit directly as a member, and then there's also a program where they can resell those services to their customers. And, you know, again, a little value add, it kind of goes back to that first thing. You know, you're not just selling hardware and software anymore. You got to sell the services and the solution and the other things that, again, you know, it's a little bit different to learn and to learn how to sell, but it's money. It's money in the bank, and
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're all about.
That's what we're here for.
So that's sort of the second category, and then the third category is services that help a reseller make money. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, a couple examples. One is with a company called Lois T1, and I mentioned it briefly before, where it's a service where we partner with a company that has contracts and relationships with all the carriers. I'm not 100% sure it's all of them, but it's basically all the major ones and a lot of minor regional carriers like AT&T and Quest and Sprint and a whole bunch of other ones down the line that when your customer may be moving or their contract's up, you can go in and offer, hey, you know, let me try and find you a better deal. Right, and let me ask these 10 basic questions I need to know, and I'll come back to you with a contract offer. You know, my partners will do the negotiating, and in the meantime, this guy's thinking, oh, $500 or $1,000 per month contract, maybe more. I'm going to get 2% of that every month for as long as that contract's in place. Hmm. So, again, that's a type of service to help the resellers make money.
And the membership for all of this is free.
So all those elements there are free today, absolutely.
What is the period of membership or the term of membership?
It's basically ongoing. Once they're in, as long as they're active, the account and the company is active, then they're in. They don't need to re-up. Now, that said, one of the things that we're looking to add and sort of building the model for right now is there are a number of services that I'm going to be adding that do cost a bit more money, and there'll be a sort of a premium membership fee. But it'll be a very obvious and a very quick ROI on that investment, you know, a couple $100 a year, maybe a little bit more depending on how it finally structures. But one of the examples would be for freight. So every account has, you know, either a FedEx or a UPS, but you know, as many small businesses, there's no real discount for that company standing alone. And what we'll be able to offer is upwards of a 30% discount off the normal rates. And so for a couple $100 investment, if you're shipping, if your annual FedEx bill or UPS bill is, you know, $1,000 or more, and again, on an annual basis, you'll save up to 30% instantly when you join the program. So there's services like that that we're adding that will be a quick benefit and a quick ROI for members. But there will be a slight cost to them, but it'll be a very obvious return on it as well.
Well, that sounds fair enough. So the big question is, how do we join NASBA? Where do we sign up?
That's very simple. Go to NASBA.com or www.nasba.com. And on there, you can go directly to the members section, and you'll see it across the top. And from there, you'll see the services, and then you can join the member program from there. So actually, the shortcut, if you want to get to it, is NASBA.com/members/members. Kind of double members there.
NASBA.com/members/members.
Correct. And again, it doesn't cost anything. And as you sign up, you know, we do regular emails out and informing the members of the services and vendor offerings and other things. And we do also local events and regional events where we'll go around to around the country. And so if you're in a particular marketplace, you know, and you see a NASBA email, please look for it and, you know, respond and come meet us and some of our partners. We'd love to get in touch and build a relationship with you.
What programs and services do you have planned for the future?
There's probably three that are most exciting to me, and I think, you know, will add the most value. So one is an insurance program. So we're adding, we have a basic program today, but we're adding a comprehensive nationwide health insurance for businesses, and our value add in that case will be to narrow down the, you know, the offerings out there, right? Look at the best ones that fit a small or a medium-sized reseller. And over time, be able to provide even, you know, additional significant discounts on top of just the access and the narrowing. But we'll also be adding business insurance, errors and omissions, and P&C, property and casualty types of insurance offerings. So, you know, again, it kind of goes into that business improvement services that we have. But we're wanting to, you know, to make those services available for resellers across the country. And we think that'll be, you know, again, an aggregated collective service that will be of high value and high return for everybody. That's a really exciting request that we've gotten a lot. Been working on it a long time and been, you know, evaluating different programs. And we think we've got an exciting one. We'll be able to probably be launching in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So stay tuned for that. And another one is wireless data services, right? We have programs coming that will enable a reseller to easily and not and pretty hassle-free get their customers up on 3G or 4G services for notebooks, and potentially even into some BlackBerry services. But initially, really be focused on notebooks and the wireless services around that. Today, you know, you tell your customer to go to AT&T or to Sprint or Cricket or wherever. We're going to be adding a simple service that you don't have to get a full agreement with the carriers. You'll be able to run through NASBA and sign up your customers for the service and get a bounty or get a commission for that service. And it'll be very simple, straightforward for members and not having to go through tons of contracts and other things. So keep an eye out for those, again, on NASBA.com. And then thirdly, one service is the new VoIP business service for small and medium businesses, and there'll be a way for a reseller to save some money directly off the bat using a VoIP service. It's an online hosted service, so there's no equipment at the customer, there's no equipment at the reseller, and it's just a regular build service that, again, is another monthly recurring revenue stream for a reseller to add on. So that'll be coming in the next, hopefully within the next month, that'll be launched and available for resellers to take advantage of themselves for their own business as well as, you know, resell out to their customers.
And these sound like really exciting opportunities for resellers to get involved in new programs and services to offer their customers. I think everybody should go up to NASBA.com and join up. I mean, you can't beat the price right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Frank, thanks for joining us on the Force Field today. Before you go, can you give us the contact information once again and how we can contact you?
You bet. And thank you, Rick, for the access here and the opportunity to talk to your listeners. I definitely appreciate it. Hopefully we can build a beautiful relationship together. Again, the main website to look at is www.nasba.com, N-A-S-B-A. And if you want to go directly to the services that we've talked about, all of them are at nasba.com/members. And from there, you'll see how to become a member or join now. So we look forward to seeing you on there and joining the program. And my personal contact information, if anybody wants to reach me directly, is frank@nasba.com. And the office number here is 503-828-1924.
Thanks again, Frank, for being on the Force Field today. We're looking forward to having you back sometime. You're welcome back anytime.
I appreciate that. Look forward to it next time.
Well, thank you, Frank. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And talk to you later on.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May the Force Field be with you.